Yeah, look, Catherine, I suppose, as you say, it's still just a potential. It's not quite over the line. And I suppose the background on this is that 50,000 has been allocated to 9 local authorities from Minister Alan Dillon in the last number of weeks. And that 50,000 is to support towns and villages along the Atlantic Corridor to support local retail, drive footfall into towns and villages, to support them with Christmas markets or Christmas lights or Christmas festivities to drive the local economy. That's the ethos of the scheme. And what we're proposing in Sligo, or what the officials are proposing in Sligo, is that 20,000 of that 50,000 will be allocated to support the provision of an ice rink for a 6-week period in Sligo, and that will hopefully be in Queen Maeve Square, a central new area which we've just opened last May, and that we want to get more activity in to increase footfall into our town centre. 20,000 will be allocated off that 50. The remaining 30, it is proposed to go out to towns and villages. There'll be an application process for that, for Christmas lights and other sustainable products for their towns and villages. And we understand that that may fund possibly around 6 projects in 2 municipal areas of 5,000 each. So basically, I'm very supportive of this. This is something that will help support our local economy. And by doing that, support our local retail, local businesses. And they're in need of support. This is a tough time for the business sector, in particular SMEs. We know they're the backbone of the Irish economy. So anything we can do to increase footfall and to help and support local businesses and drive footfall into that local environment, we should do it. This is a small amount of money for a big impact, and we could see up to 10, 15,000 people over that 6-week period if we get the ice rink over the line. So it's a very positive story. It's a very positive allocation from Minister Alan Dillon. This is the first time such an allocation has come into Sligo, 50,000 to support Christmas activities. So we welcome this. And we've invested heavily in Queen Maeve Square, and it's our job now to ensure there's activities on during the peak season and off-peak season across the year, and that we have a nice environment in our central area in Sligo Town to help improve our businesses, be it hospitality, retail, whatever the case may be, transport. It's our job to support business and create the environment that will support that increased footfall.
What about the view that it will only support those businesses that are located within the immediate area of Queen Maeve Square? What do you have to say about that?
Well, look, we know Sligo is our county town. It's where the majority of our population is. It's where we get a majority of our rate space. That's the reality of the situation. As I say, 20,000 of the 50,000 is being allocated to support this project. And not only is it anticipated there would be a nice rink, but there would be a Christmas market in Queen Maeve Square. And that's what Queen Maeve Square is intended for activity, be it concerts, be it the recent food festival, be it the summer festivals, and festivals and events in peak and off-peak season. That's what Queen Maeve Square is for, to help us drive footfall into Sligo Town and create an environment like we've seen across other counties for a long, long time, like Wexford, like Ayr Square and Galway. And we have to do more in terms of funding to provide events in Queen Maeve Square. And anything I can do to support events happening in Queen Maeve Square, I'd be doing it. This is a small allocation of money. I welcome the 20,000 will be allocated towards the provision of an ice rink. As I say, it's still not over the line, but hopefully it will be. It'll be for a 6-week period if it happens, from December into January. It will help drive footfall into our town centre. There will be Christmas market around the ice rink in Queen Maeve Square. And it's a win-win for everybody involved here. Our retail, our SMEs, our hospitality sector, our taxis. So good news, and the remaining 30,000 will be an application process for towns and villages to make application for, to support them with sustainable and festival lights. First time we've ever seen an allocation of 15,000 into our county. We should welcome it and brace it. We should be happy when we receive public funding. We should welcome it with open arms. We're long overdue it, and we should shout a lot louder for more funding.